The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
When we talk about gaming, it's generally in the negative, isn't it? We hear about violence in games or children being addicted to them or stranger danger online. But have you ever heard of gaming being used for good? Here to tell me more is Chief Strategy Officer at Planet Play and host of the Good Game Club podcast, Jude Orr. Hello, Jude.
Hi, Claire. How are you?
Very well, and thank you for joining us. It's a huge industry, isn't it? Like bigger than TV and movies now. I mean, do you fundamentally believe we have to make friends with this phenomenon now and harness its power for good, if possible?
Yes, absolutely. Like you said, you know, gaming is now bigger than film and music combined, and it's not going anywhere. It's only getting bigger. So, you know, with 3.6 billion people on the planet playing, they're playing for 8 hours per week on average. So it commands, you know, significant mind share, you know, significant time from us as well. So I think with all of that, you know, there's a great responsibility, because with great power from the industry, there's a great responsibility in our hands to you know, do our best for people on the planet.
Mm-hmm. And do you think it's fair, all the criticism that it gets for some of the things that I listed out there, you know, exposing children to violence or online predators, putting their physical health at risk, even because of its the sedentary nature of pursuing it as a hobby? Is all of that fair?
Not really. So, you know, in terms of, you know, online sees, you know, behaviours that we see offline, but it's enhanced. It's more of it. And, you know, there are, I think what we don't see in the media a lot of the time is the good that happens in gaming. And it's the negative stories. And, you know, so there are risks and dangers, but I think, you know, games are perfectly placed to, you know, put up the guardrails and protect players more. And the industry is working hard to do that. It's just, unfortunately, some of the more negative stories are the ones that make the headlines. Mm-hmm. And we don't see the stories like, you know, how games could be good for our health or for the planet or for upskilling us. So that's what we're trying to really shine a spotlight on, especially with the Good Game Club podcast, which really dives deeply into a lot of these areas on how games could be good for us, because it's just not talked about. So, you know, we want to open up these conversations.
Well, we have a very thoughtful message from a listener who quotes this from a book by Gabrielle Zevin called Tomorrow and Tomorrow and Tomorrow. This is by a character called Sam speaking about his time in hospital as a child. Do you remember when we were kids and how much fun it used to be to spend an afternoon in some game world? Sometimes I would be in so much pain. The only thing that kept me from wanting to die was the fact that I could leave my body and be in a body that worked perfectly for a while. Better than perfectly, actually, with a set of problems that were not my own.
Yeah, that's incredible. And it's a wonderful book as well. But I think that really shows that there's a huge element of games which is around accessibility. You know, 1 billion people on the planet live with a disability, and those that are severely disabled, you know, sometimes games can be a real lifeline for them. There's an incredible Netflix documentary or film called The Remarkable Life of Evelyn. And it's, you know, really kind of that, you know, that quote that you read out, mm-hmm. was the Netflix program is about, you know, a 25-year-old young man who sadly passed away when he was 25, but he had a disability that progressively got worse as he got older. And when he died, his parents, you know, the one thing they wanted for him was to, you know, they were really sad because, well, obviously they'd lost their son, but they really wanted for him to have a normal life, to meet friends, to go out, socialise, have a, you know, have a partner. And at his funeral, all these people turned up that they'd never met before in their lives. And it turned out that he'd met them all through World of Warcraft. And he had this incredible life in the World of Warcraft where he was making friends, socialising, had a girlfriend, but they would go on dates. And so it's just such a beautiful story. And I think there are so many stories like that that are just not told. And so, you know, the book that you mentioned and this Netflix programme, I think also really shine a spotlight on how games could provide us a lifeline, you know, when when the real world can.
Mm-hmm. And of course, the power of gaming as well, the number of people who are involved in gaming means that it can be used to harness financial power too when it comes to raising money for charity. And that has begun, hasn't it, with some of the bigger games like Call of Duty and Farmville as well. They've been involved in raising money for good causes.
Yes, and this is such a big part of the games industry now, where players really care about lots of social and environmental issues. You know, at Planet Play, we do in-game fundraisers for the environment. So you can buy a coin pack or a character, and a percentage of that money will go into green projects. And then the players get to see where the impact is happening. So they can take control of things that they care about by playing. But Call of Duty, as you mentioned, Call of Duty has the Call of Duty Endowment, and they've helped almost 170,000 people. They've helped veterans get back into employment, and they do that through in-game content. So you can buy, you know, the new pack or, you know, the new piece of content that comes out. I think they do it like 3 times a year. And that money all goes into the endowment, which is then distributed to charities that are helping veterans get back into employment.
It really is good that they're feeling that they need to have an element of social responsibility, because they are clearly, you know, we've seen this borne out in figures and profit margins. They're making an absolute fortune. So, you know, it is great to see that they're willing to share that or ask their members and their users to contribute.
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, they really start to see that, you know, the players really enjoy it. It's a great way to give back. Like you said, they make money. So, you know, it's great to get players involved in that too, because as well as being able to give money, they're also raising awareness of these causes. And so that could then have a knock-on impact in terms of how much charities can make from that activation. So not just the money raised, but players may go on to learn more or do more and help other causes out as well.
Okay, and on the environmental impact, how can gaming help with environmental awareness?
So they can do it in a number of ways. I mean, a really powerful way to raise awareness is through in-game content. So there's an alliance in the industry called the Playing for the Planet Alliance, and every year they run the Green Game Jam. And within the Green Game Jam, they pick a theme. So it could be, you know, rainforests. And so they'll have, say, 60 game studios with some of the biggest games as well. We're talking about like Angry Birds, Candy Crush, Pokemon Go. So games that people play every day. And then they'll take this theme, rainforests, get experts to talk about rainforests. And then each game will think about how they can apply that topic mm-hmm. into their game, because every game is different and they'll do it in their own unique way. And then you're applying that content into the game that players can then play and learn about rainforests and how we can protect them. And this is really powerful because, so at Planet Play, we did a study where we surveyed almost 200,000 gamers. Well, we have 200,000 responses from gamers, and 70% of them had played a game that had green game content in it. And when we asked them, so how did that impact your real life, they said that the two top things were habits and consumption.
Right.
So it is making them think about
it. It's having an impact. Jude, thank you so much. Yeah. It's just really interesting to hear the other side, the positive side of gaming. Thank you for being with us, a host of the Good Game Club.
The Clare Byrne Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.